Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar. Now it's time for our grand pop quiz. 21 questions covering 21 topics, going from Daf Tezvav all the way to Chaf Aleph. Here we go. Question number one. Where do we have the tefillahs of the Tanaim and the Maraim, many of them included in our own tefillahs today? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Good. Question number two. Where do we learn that one should not disparage a deceased Talmud Chacham? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Great. Question number three, where do we learn out the halachas regarding a latecomer coming to shul? How much time does he need to be able to join Shmoneh Esrei? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Great. Question number four, where do we the malchokas regarding whether one needs to hear himself say Shema? That's on Daf Tezvav. Great. Where do we have considerations regarding haughtiness, such as a chassan saying Krishma on his first night? That's on Daf Yid Zayin. Question number six. Where do we have Loeg LaRash that we have to be concerned about mocking the dead, such as wearing one's tzitzis out in a cemetery? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Great. Question number seven. Where do we learn out why miracles occurred for the earlier generations? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Question number eight. Where do we learn out that Chassan is Patshim Kriyashma the first night? Ad Motzi Shabbos. That's on Daf Tez Zayin. Question number nine. Where do we learn about the importance of washing before davening? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Number 10. Where do we have the question whether a woman's obligation to bench is the Raisa or the Rabbanan? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Question number 11. Where do we learn out the reason why women are Zochet to Olam Haba? That's on Daf Yud Zayin. Great. Question number 12. Where do we have Al Tiftach Pe LaSatan? One should never open up his mouth to prosecution by the Satan. That's on Daf Yud Tes. Great. Question number 13. Where do we learn out that a worker can say Shema up in a tree? That's on Daf Tezayin. Good. Question number 14. Where do we have the sugi regarding whether the dead are aware of what's happening here in Olam Hazeh? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Great. Question number 15. Where do we have the Malkokas whether Kriyashma is a Daraisa or a Darabanan? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Question number 16. Where do we learn out the importance of putting spaces between the words in Shema Liten Revach Ben Advekim? That's on Daf Tezvav. Good. Question number 17. Where do we learn that one who's taken care of a burial of a relative is patur from mitzvahs, even if the relative is not in front of him, the deceased is not in front of him? That's on Daf Yud Ches. Great. Question number 18. Where do we have the sources for the two brachas that are deraisa that come from the Torah? That's on Daf Chaf Aleph. Good. Question number 19. Where do we learn that Takanas Ezra was modeled after Har Sinai, therefore requiring tefillah only for speaking words of Torah? That's on Daf Chaf. Good. Question number 20. Where do we learn that Rabban Gamliel accepted comfort for the loss of Tavi's servant? That's on Daf Tezayin. And finally, question number 21. Where do we learn that the covet of Bria's personal dignity is not Docha Alosa, say, a negative commandment? That's on Daf Yud Tes. Excellent. Great. So that's it for today's grand pop quiz. Just remember, you can always come back to this pop quiz throughout the week just to test yourself again and again and tighten up. These are my names, so you have them down very well. This is Rabbi Avram Goldhar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.